everyone, Anna Brandt here. Today we're going to talk about what to do when no one expects anything of you. As many of you know, I do teach and I teach around the world. And it's so interesting how it doesn't matter where I am. I could be in California or I could be in India. The comments that I get are the same everywhere. Oprah Winfrey always says that everybody wants to feel that they matter. They want to know that they're loved and they're appreciated. And this is true regardless of who you are, where you live, or what you do. And so constantly I'll hear from photographers when I say, what do you want in your life or your business? They'll say, well, I want people to respect my work. I want them to appreciate my work. I want my family to support me. I want people to recognize the work that I'm doing and on and on and on. And what I often say is, it's kind of cool when no one expects anything of you. Because what happens when people do expect things of you? When people do expect things of you, the expectation becomes very great, right? There's a lot of pressure. If you're supposed to perform for somebody and you are known as being a great performer, then if you show up to perform, what's going to happen? People are going to expect you to be amazing. You have great reviews, you're this great performer, and everyone's expecting it, right? But if you're this new performer and no one really knows anything about you, then there's no expectation. And so really you could bomb and no one would really know because they're not expecting anything of you, right? But if you are well known and you're this great performer and you show up and you do bad, people will be like, oh, well, she was supposed to be so good and she really wasn't that good. You know, people love the underdog, right? They root for the underdog. They love when someone gets up there to sing. You watch these singing shows and you'll look at the person and you don't want to judge, but you do. And you'll judge this person and thinking, oh, they're not going to be a good singer. And then they belt out this amazing tune and you're surprised and amazing, right? Surprised and amazed. It's kind of the same thing. It's just because you're a photographer or somebody trying to build a business or whatever you're trying to do, and you're feeling like, gosh, nobody, you know, really takes me seriously, and my family thinks I'm not going to make any money, and my friends tell me I've tried so many other things and they haven't worked, so why would this work now? You kind of got to just ignore it. I mean, you really do. Because anybody who has ever reached any kind of success didn't do it with this like walking fan base behind them. I mean, think about it. Whenever you hear about successful people or whenever you listen to successful speak, they don't say, oh, I had this amazing entourage that supported me every step of the way. And every day I woke up and they told me how amazing I was. And every day, even if I failed, I was told how great I was. Now, there are people that do say that. The percentage is very, very, very small. But I have heard people say, oh, yeah, I have a great support network and my family's been behind me the whole way. I hear it a lot in the acting world. When like an acting teen comes along from acting parents, you kind of hear both sides. You'll hear some sides that the acting teen will say, oh yeah, my parents are super supportive and they've been great. And then others that say, oh, my parents didn't want me to be an actor because of what they went through. And that's any industry. There are people that'll say, yes, I had a great supportive husband and he supports everything I do, or a wife or a partner or a spouse or lover or whatever. And they support everything I do. And my family is behind me and my kids. And I just have this cheering crowd rooting me on every day. If you can say that, that's huge. That's a gift. And recognize that that's also extremely rare. The majority of people say all sorts of things. They say, my family's doubting me. I'm doubting me. My partner's doubting me. My kids are doubting me. You know, no one expects me to do this. And they think I'm spending too much money. And my photos aren't really that good. Or my clients aren't that great. Or, you know, on and on and on and on. And so you kind of start internalizing that and saying, well, if they don't think I'm great, then I must not be great. And if I'm not making any money because I'm spending too much money trying to build this business, then yeah, I'm never going to make any money. And you have to be careful, because what happens is you start listening to those voices and you have a choice. When you look in the mirror, you can absorb all of those voices. And when you absorb them, it weights you down. So every time a negative word or a negative saying or a negative thought from somebody else, imagine like someone's putting like 5 pounds of weight on you. And now imagine you're pretty close to standing on quicksand. And what's going to happen? Every single time, maybe not quicksand because you'd go too fast. Let's say like mud or sandy beach or something. But every time another 5 pound weight goes on you, you just sink down and down and down. And sooner or later, the weight is just too heavy and you just feel like you can't do it and you can't get up. Or you can say, all right, this is what this person thinks of me, and that's their opinion, and that's their thoughts, and that's their truth. That's not my truth. And that's not easy to do, but you have to stand in your own truth. You have to stand in your own truth and say, gosh, what do I want to say to myself that will get me out of bed every day? And a lot of people go, well, I don't know what to say. And I say, okay, let's imagine you're a parent and your child is trying to, I don't know, build a treehouse and they're having a really, really, really hard time with it. What would you say if you were a parent? And even if you're not a parent, let's just pretend you are. You would say everything you could to encourage them, right? You'd probably help them. Even if they didn't have wood to build their treehouse, you would go in the forest and try to find wood. You wouldn't want them to be down, right? We don't want children to ever be down. When a child says, gosh, I can't do something, or when a child is bullied, or when a child is told they can't do something, we ache for that child. And unfortunately, sometimes it's adults saying that. And if we're the adult that's seeing this happen and you can see the child being weighted down by the burden of the negative words, you immediately want to respond. You immediately want to lift that child up and say, you can do this and I'll help you and you can be amazing and you can do anything. But then what happens as we become adults? All of a sudden, that doesn't apply, right? All of a sudden, we absorb those words and say, yeah, that person's right. I can't do anything. Even if that person's not related to us, or even if that person really has no bearing on our life, even if we're not living with that person, or it's just someone we know, whether it's family or not, or blood related or not, obviously that person means something in your life, but that doesn't mean you have to take those words and absorb them and bring you down. I kind of like when no one expects anything of me, because then I can prove myself and I can prove them wrong and I can prove myself wrong, because sometimes I don't know if I can do it. But if someone's doubting me or questioning me, I go, all right, let's just see if I can do it. And there have been times, even in photo sessions, where I walk in and maybe a client will say, oh, do you have children of your own? And I'm always shocked when people ask me that. I get asked probably once a week if I have children of my own. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, yeah, like three. And they're all over social media and they're teenagers and they're all taller than me. And how could you not know? And I tell my clients, yeah, I do. And they look at me and they go, oh, you look young. And I'm like, well, thank you. That's great. But yeah, I've got three, you know, living, breathing teenage human beings that, you know, have a huge impact on my life. And it's hard. It's not easy doing it. But yeah. But it's funny, because when a new client asks that and they don't know much about me, you know, they're trying to relate. They're looking at this newborn photographer thinking, gosh, does she have kids? Does she know how to handle babies? And you may think, gosh, that's silly. Everybody must know everything about me. But no, it's not the case. Sometimes people come from a referral, or maybe they come from out of the country and maybe they see my work, but they don't really know me. So they'll say, do you have children? And oh my gosh, the minute they say that, I immediately want to put them at ease and be like, oh yeah, I do. And I remember giving birth like yesterday, and you're in for a journey and the ride of your life, and you're gonna have good days and bad days, and I'll like immediately start, you know, vomiting out parenthood. But it's fascinating to me, because I feel like even though I've been a photographer since 1999, people still look at me and think, gosh, is this gonna be a good shoot? Can she do it? Or I'll go to speak in front of a group and someone will look at me and go, is she gonna do it? Because my personal nature is actually an introvert. I'm very quiet. And if you see me in public and I'm not speaking, I'm extremely quiet and introverted. And so sometimes if someone hasn't met me before and they see me before I speak, I know I can just see it. I can see them questioning, gosh, is she going to be any good? Or maybe if I only meet someone via email, my emails are always just very short. I don't put a lot of fluff in my email. And so people will have that impression of the kind of person I am based on maybe a quick email that I sent at an airport that didn't have a lot of love and fluff in it. But then once they meet me, or then they see me speak or do my work, they go, oh, wow, you know, she's pretty good. And I get this almost at every speaking event. And it's usually a guy I'll come up and be like, you know, you're pretty good. I didn't really want to come hear you because you're a pregnancy newborn photographer and I don't really want to do that. Or they'll say, oh, I just wasn't quite sure about you. Honestly, every single event I've ever spoken at, someone comes to me and says that. They'll say several things. I didn't really think I was going to get anything out of this. I didn't really want to come tonight. I wasn't sure like what you were going to speak, if it was going to apply to me. But there's always a but thank you, but you're awesome. And I love those. I love those people that are genuine and raw and real and say, hey, Anna, I didn't think like I wanted to hear you speak, but I did. And I'm glad I did. And thank you. That actually makes me so happy because I get so nervous speaking and I get nervous from the photo shoots. And I think, gosh, this baby's going to start crying. And sometimes I get my ass kicked by a 10-day-old baby. You know, it doesn't matter how good of a photographer you are. You could have a 10-day-old baby that'll take you to your knees. And if you're a newborn photographer, you know exactly what I mean. And all the money in the world and all the fame in the world and all the notoriety in the world isn't going to help you when you've got a 10-day-old baby crying and parents who just want beautiful photos. And so the point is, if you're someone that says, gosh, no one's expecting anything of me, or people doubt me, or gosh, I wish that they would trust me, that's never going to go away. It doesn't matter whether you're 1 year in the business, 5 year in the business, 10 year in the business, 15 year in the business. There will always be people that doubt you. Always. Because we're humans and that's human nature. And we doubt. We doubt people. We doubt the weather. We doubt people. We doubt our abilities. That's what we do. And so you can't take that personally. You instead have to say, oh, let me rise up to the challenge. And then if I fail, it's like, oh, well, they didn't really think I was going to do good anyway. So whatever. Or if you rise to the challenge and do your best work, then they can go, hey, I didn't think this photo shoot was going to go well, but thank you, it did. Or hey, I didn't think, you know, you were going to be able to speak well, but it did. And then you can go, okay, and you stand a little bit taller. And as you do that, those weights start falling off your shoulder. You know, when I started out, no one expected anything of me. I say all the time, I was the runt of the litter, the youngest of five, an adopted child, you know, rejected as a baby from my biological parents. I was a D student. I didn't get even decent grades till college. I was, gosh, expelled from school. I mean, you name it. I was that child where definitely nobody expected anything of me. I know for a fact I was the runt of the litter. And I think I was okay with that for a really long time. I think that I ended up just getting so focused on the work. I was never pretty in high school at all. I was never pretty as a child. In fact, people thought I was a boy till I was like 10 years old. I didn't have boys that liked me. I never went to a prom, never went to a school dance. And I didn't really start dating till towards the end of high school. And, you know, it was a really long time before I even considered myself somewhat pretty. And I think I was like well into my 20s and I had like a good blow dry that day. So I didn't grow up with people saying I was pretty. I didn't grow up with people saying I was smart. I didn't grow up with my biological family. So I grew up with a lot of people really not expecting anything of me. Like I'd walk in a room and people would just kind of look at me and okay, here's this Puerto Rican girl from New York, what she got. And the great thing about that is it allowed me to just focus on myself and my work and do it anyway and do it regardless, and then realize that the only one I really had to prove with was myself, because I didn't have a fan crowd cheering me on. You know, my grandpa passed away at 97 and he was probably one of two people in my life that always told me I was amazing. And I would be like expelled from school and he would be like, oh, but Anna Maria, you're so smart. And I'd be like, yeah, grandpa, like I just like I'm grounded for like a month. And he'd be like, oh, I know, but you're just so smart. And I'm like, well, okay, but mom and dad like probably don't think that. And every time I was in trouble or I got spanked back in the days of spankings, he would say, oh, but Anna Maria, you're just so lovely and smart. And I'd be like, really, grandpa? Because like I just got my butt smacked. And God bless that man. He lived till 97 and he was my adopted grandfather. And he never said one bad word to my face, not one. He came on a boat from Norway with $5 in his pocket and he built this family in the States. And, you know, his daughter, my mom, adopted me and another brother. And he was so supportive. And you may only get one or two people like that in your life. It's not like my parents weren't supportive. They tell me all the time now how proud they are. But growing up, I was a struggle. I wasn't an easy kid. I was a very, very, very difficult kid. And I say to my mom now, how did you get through the teenagers without like murdering me? Because I was sassy and I was not a good teenager at all. But again, going back to the people not expecting anything of you, that gives you time. It gives you quiet time. It gives you solace. It gives you a way to reflect and prove to yourself and look in the mirror and own it and say, I'm going to do this. And if I fail, then I fail. Screw it. No, not anything of me anyway. But if I succeed, ha. And then you think, well, that'll teach them. That'll show them. And they're going to definitely give me my fanfare next time. And they may not. And then you have to decide is what kind of life are you living? Are you living the life that you're supposed to be living and doing what you know in your gut you're supposed to be doing? And if you are, done. You're done. Everybody else, they can jump on or jump off, or you can watch it. They can watch your success or not. But you were born into this world alone and you're going to leave alone. Yes, you're going to have family and friends around you, but don't rely too much on them. Love yourself. And support yourself. And when you do that, when you love your success, when you celebrate your success, then I promise you the people that need to see it and understand it and appreciate it will be there for you. I'm Anna Brandt, and I hope that this podcast gave you something to think about, and I hope that you celebrate you.